Chapter 78. A Contemplation by Asaph. Hear my teaching, my people. Turn your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, his strength, and his wondrous works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a teaching in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know it, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not make their hearts loyal, whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They did not keep God's covenant, and refused to walk by his law. They forgot his doings, his wondrous works that he had shown them. He did marvelous things in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He split the sea, and caused them to pass through. He made the waters stand as a heap. In the daytime he also led them with a cloud, and all night with a light of fire. He split rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink abundantly as out of the depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet they still went on to sin against him, to rebel against the Most High in the desert. They tempted God in their heart by asking food according to their desire. Yes, they spoke against God. They said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Look, he struck the rock, so that waters gushed out, and streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Will he provide flesh for his people?" Therefore the Lord heard, and was angry. A fire was kindled against Jacob, anger also went up against Israel, because they did not believe in God, and did not trust in his salvation. Yet he commanded the clouds above, and opened the doors of heaven. He rained down manna on them to eat, and gave them bread from heaven. Man ate the bread of the mighty ones. He sent them food to the full. He caused the east wind to blow in the sky. By his power he guided the south wind. He rained also flesh on them as the dust, winged birds as the sand of the seas. He let them fall in the midst of their camp, around their habitations, so they ate, and were well filled. He gave them their own desire. They did not turn from their cravings. Their food was yet in their mouths, when the anger of God went up against them, killed some of the fattest of them, and struck down the young men of Israel.